shopping tour.
Happy birthday, pal.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Katie and Jason Mortimer, appreciate both of them being in here today. And of course, their son Brady dying from brain cancer some years back and gotten very involved, of course, in raising, well, money and toys and whatever they can do to help, especially the St. Jude's program there in Memphis. It specializes that. And let's talk a bit more about the event. I know Jason pointed out if people do come, they do need to at least donate a toy or something to get admittance so that they can participate in some of the fun activities that are going on. If you want to elaborate a little bit on that, Jason.
Yeah, you can participate in any of the events that we're having, Bouncy House, Carnival Games, just as long as you either donate a toy or make a small donation to the St. Jude Walk that we do.
And maybe one more time, the where's and the when's, Katie, and then we'll get into some other things.
September 16th from 11 to 3 at Manhattan City Park.
And I know that you are elaborating a bit, too. The two of you have become very involved. And you know, I really have to say kudos. You go through a tragedy like that, a lot of people just probably want to forget about it and go on and do other things. But you've really become passionate, and it's commendable that you have done that. But some of the different things you continue to do in these efforts for children with cancer, Katie?
Yeah, I'm a huge childhood cancer advocate. If St. Jude calls me up and says, hey, can you come out here and do this speaking engagement and come tell your son's story, I am there. I also get involved with the Ronald McDonald House and try to get the things that they need for their house here locally in Topeka. Whatever I can do to help, and I do it in memory of my son Brady and all of his friends that continue to battle childhood cancer.
So you do go out then and make presentations about what you've experienced, and again, boy, that has to be tough sometimes. Does it ever get any easier to go through that story?
No. Every time I say the story, I relive every single moment in my head. But, you know, if we can raise money for a hospital that doesn't charge a family to attend, then I am there.
Do you want to share any of the story now? I mean, what you would normally tell, you've told us just a bit, but, you know, just what you basically share with folks when you go out and about and tell your story.
Well, Brady was just an awesome little boy. Nothing kept him down. He was diagnosed with ATRT, which is a rare type of brain tumor. It was the size of a grapefruit when they found it, and he had his surgery done at Children's Mercy Hospital, but they told us that he had 30 days or less to live. So we had to find somewhere that specialized in the type of cancer that he had. So we packed our bags, and we went down to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and well, Brady had his cancer was very aggressive and never kept him down. He was just running the halls of St. Jude, and we were running after him with, you know, his chemo pole intact too. And he loved dancing with his brother Andrew at the Party Rock jukebox. So, and just a ray of sunshine. He would run the halls and say, hi, that's my friend. Hi, Dr. Ginn. Hi, friends. So he was just such an amazing kid. I remember one time there was a doctor that came in and saw Brady just having so much strength and so much energy. And he looked at the chemo bag and he was like, well, are you sure? We asked him, are you sure this is not Mountain Dew? Because he was surprised himself that Brady was just so strong in that aspect. He's like, he should be lethargic right now and in bed resting, but it didn't keep him down.
Boy, and that, I'm sure that gave you a little bit of strength that he had that kind of energy and continued to try till the very end. And there again, I mean, that's just amazing to me. I know, Jason, you were also sharing, a lot of people may not realize, that I'm trying not to make this an advertisement for St. Jude's, but it does sound like some wonderful things that they do there. And there's a lot of things people may not understand that they provide there.
Yeah, I mean, they take care of your travel there if you need it. Or even if you don't need it, they still take care of it. They put you up in a place to live, depending on how long you're going to be there. Long term, you're staying in a two-bedroom apartment. They give you grocery cards every week to take care of all your food. And they even have a shuttle back and forth to the hospital from each house, so you don't even have to have a car.
Boy, that is impressive. Well, again, how many toys you're striving for? I don't know in years past if you could kind of tell us how you've done and basically how much you do try to raise that way. Just whatever you can get, I'm guessing.
Yeah, whatever we can get, whatever you guys bring out to us, we'll greatly take down to the hospital. Everything except stuffed animals. We were asked specifically by the hospitals no stuffed animals, only because they retain a lot of bacteria and stuff like that, and the kids are really sick. So that's the only stipulation, but everything is open. And also, we had people bring us, like, nail polish kits and, you know, things like that that the little girls could play with while they're sitting, you know, even in the waiting room or whatnot. So, and they're really appreciative. I remember walking into this little girl's room, and she's about 14 or 15 years old, and we came with a whole makeup kit and then, you know, gave her a makeover right in her hospital bed, and she was just so happy.
You mentioned you took part in a walk recently, too. So you keep busy in all kinds of aspects when it comes to this.
Yes, definitely. We just participated in the Casey Cares Walk in Kansas City for Children's Mercy Hospital. We were there representing the local families here. There was about five families that we saw in Kansas City this weekend that are from this local area. Their kids are battling cancer. So we walked in with them, and then we also walked in memory of our son, Brady. It was just, they lost 33 kids this year.
And so there are support groups for parents such as you, and I mean, it really does sound like amazing things going on that way. Well, before we wrap up today, anything else we're just kind of wanting to highlight, Jason, and thanks so much to both of you for coming by, but just anything else you're wanting to share today, Jason?
Just if you get the time, even if it's 10 minutes, come on out and enjoying the festivities or just to donate a toy. Appreciate it.
Kind of a festive atmosphere for considering what it's raising toys for. But I guess, Katie, anything else you're wanting to kind of say to folks out there who you would encourage to attend this event and maybe other ways people can help?
Yeah, you never know when your child might get cancer. I never thought in a million years that my child would get cancer. And every time that I heard somebody talk about it or watched a commercial, I'd always change the channel until it affected me personally. So I encourage everybody to come out and just support us, support it on a local level, and then with St. Jude on an international level. And we really appreciate everybody and the community support.
Well, thanks again. We really do appreciate Katie and Jason Mortimer stopping by today from the area. And of course, with the big toy drive that they're doing, fifth year that they've done that. We're going to take a break. City Park Pavilion again. We want to mention that. We'll take a break. When we come back, Tim Schaefer will be joining us. And, of course, Tim is a regular guest on our program. Tim is the Assistant Director, Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy at K-State, and always a welcome visitor. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.